The item that's going to be given the most attention near term, the deficit, or I should say deficits. What we have are big deficits and big debt. And that debt problem is an American budget problem, government debt problem. It's a European problem. It's a Chinese problem. It's a Japanese problem. And in order to, again, explain how this works and what needs to be done, I put out my piece and on the book that I'm writing, I'm putting it out as a draft and I'm making it free for everybody, How Countries Go Broke, because one has to understand the mechanics of that. Here's the thing to keep in mind. 3%, keep this in mind, 3%. We will have a deficit, a projected deficit, if no changes are made, that are going to be about 7.5% of GDP if there's no if there's a continuation of the tax cuts. That number's got to go down to 3% to keep it the same. If we don't have that, we are likely to have a big supply-demand imbalance, which will take the form of the selling of more bonds than can be bought by the private sector, and a big problem. You know the problem, of course, when we had COVID. What happened is there was a big deficit. They wanted to send out checks, and the central bank printed money and bought the debt, and we experienced the big inflation. That kind of mechanics is in the works. So again, I want to draw your attention to the mechanics of this through online free, How Countries Go Broke, and keep in mind the 3% solution. It can happen. It happened in 1991 to 1998. There was a comparable reduction. 3% of GDP is what it's got to go to. We'll stay in touch. I look forward to that.